This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
It's time for the Sounding Board scorecard for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise. Jordan here. You can send through your submissions as well for the scorecard via our social media channels or via email at thesoundingboard@sen.com.au. Here are your lot, Hutchie and Damo. Firstly, the volume of attention and number of back page headlines focused on Harley Reid from the West Australian newspapers in the pre-season were unjustified.
Zero. One.
The Brisbane Olympics is going to look second rate compared to what Paris and LA will offer.
Five.
Ten.
I've got sort of a two-parter here. The first part, Lance Armstrong quotes were picked up this week when he complained about sports people today being too friendly with their rivals compared to the win-at-all-cost hostility from previous eras. He is right in this observation.
I want to give that a nine.
Seven.
Second part is, however, I have waning interest in considering Lance Armstrong's opinions because of his history as a drug cheat.
Good comeback.
Pass.
Five.
Couple of listener submissions. Ben Byrne via email. With the launch of Footy Furnace, Channel 9 have cemented themselves as superior to Channel 7's offerings of footy analysis shows, four versus one per week.
Ten.
We're
not biased, though.
Josh via email. AFL players are staging for free kicks more than ever in the last couple of seasons.
It's a watch. Seven.
Three.
Peter says, it's hypocritical of Damo to criticise the Suns in his Sliding Doors article for talking up their chances of finals this year when at the same time using his forum on the podcast to demand clubs be more open with the media and say more.
Ten.
Zero.
Ten.
And lastly, I was hoping for a fresh design on the new Tasmania Devils Guernsey.
Zero.
Zero.
I like the Devil's history already. Damo, completely hypocritical. He wants one thing and criticises on the other hand. I agree with you on that. Good pickup, Pete. Good pickup.
Taken into context there by my own
very
producer.
Very good pickup. I don't say that nines are better than sevens. There's more of them. So four one.
I'm saying they're better.
Is
a lot better.
Four shows versus one is a
superior. Well, you're not backing your own product against the opposition.
Well, it's not my decision to make. Everyone will make their own decision on their shows.
Actually, you've been on a show for, is it 18 years now?
But nine, I got four of them.
And you're pretty proud of it. You like what it does, and you've shaped the way it is for that duration.
The free kicks, I don't think, is a real big deal. I do think everyone's a bit more friendly with each other than they used to be.
Way too friendly.
Brisbane's off to a rocky start, but still early days. I'd back them in to try and get turn around. And the West Australian can write what they want on the back page. And if Harley Reid's the hottest ticket in town, that's where he belongs.
I quite like the Puma full page ad too.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think we're all reasonably similar, including that one about Channel 9.
Yep. The sounding board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to sinkwise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.